Hashem, we're up to the first of a couple of times that we'll discuss Oel and Mechitzos. So I think actually a fun way to start the Simen would be to take Rav Yitzchak's Shaila from a couple of weeks ago, just present it again. We came up with one possible reason to be Matir, but this is really actually a great... Your tzior, couldn't be a better tzior to introduce the halachas and mechitzas. And the shaila was something along the lines of, let's say there is a living room or a room where a person wants to put a guest or a child to sleep on Shabbos, but at the same time, one wants to leave a light on in another room, but that the guest or the child be able to communicate from one room to the next. So you want to leave the door open, but on the other hand, you want to have a partition either to block out the light or utznius ba'alma. In such a case, is it permissible to take? Let's say the rod was already put up before Shabbos. There's a rod, and then to place the curtain onto the hooks for Shabbos. I'll present the shaila in two different instances. One instance would be that a person would put on the curtain and take it on and off every Shabbos, or for that matter, even when guests come over, maybe even to take it off on the Shabbos itself. Or another case is where a person puts on the curtain and intends to leave the curtain on forever. And maybe during the week they'll push the curtain to the side. So these would be two different types of instances where the Shaila can exist. Yeah,
Devin. Is there any
Let's try to be as simple as possible. Whether throw over, well, maybe if you threw over, it might be different. We're talking about even if you put on hooks, as long as you're not creating a contraption. If you can creating a contraption, that would be a different shadow. But just putting the hooks on, that in itself wouldn't be a malacha. Possibly, but let's get our feet wet over here. So the Mechaber writes the following: Asa lasos. There's a prohibition of making a tent on Shabbos. But the prohibition of making a tent as a form of bona is if there is a roof. But to make mechitzos, mutter. That's permissible. But the mechitza is only prohibited if it's going to be what's called a mechitza hamateres. This is a very important rule. And that is, the mechitza that's usher to make is a mechitza that creates a heter. What's an example of a mechitza that creates a heter? So the classic case, let's give background in the sugya. Rashi on the Gemara and Kuf Chaf Hei Amabez in Shabbos, Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, says that even though the Gemara says that you're allowed to open and close a window, however, Rashi adds, but anytime you're making an Oel, it's aser. Then Rashi adds, but if you're only making a mechitza, it's permissible. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Rashi quotes a few Gemaras. The Gemara in Erevin, Kuf Beis, seems to indicate that constructing stam a mechitza. What do we mean by stam a mechitza? What we mean is taking a collapsible, what do they call those, vinyl walls? Opening or closing, and that would be a classic example of mechitza. For that matter, the poskim discuss even a shtender. If it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, maybe that also qualifies as, if you use it as a mechitza, if you tend to use it as a mechitza as well. We'll get back to that example. So Rashi says straight up it's mutter. Tosis goes to town on Rashi. And Tosis says, wait a second. Tosis says, the Beferish Gemara in Erevin Memdalid that says that the halacha is that it's aser. What does the Gemara in Erevin Memdalid Amidalid say? The Gemara there says that to construct the third wall for a sukkah, the halacha is, the Gemara says that it's aser. So the world asks, all ask on Rashi, how could Rashi say on Kuf Chafei Amabez that the halacha is as mutter? At the end of the day, doesn't the Gemara say constructing mechitza is aser? Comes along Tosas, and Tosas says, I'll reconcile all the sugis. All the sugis that Rashi seemed to say that a mechitza was mutter, those were mechitzos that are litznius ba'alma, that we see right away in the language of the Ramah. Av mechitza hanasis litznius ba'alma shari, if it's being done for litznius ba'alma. Now, litznius here is a little bit lavdavka. anything that's not a mechitza amateres in those days. So why else were you making a mechitza? It was letznius. Tznius not in the frum sense. Anything that's being used just stam is a mechitza. Then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. However, if it's a mechitza hamateres, and the Ramah continues on and gives examples of what mechitza hamateres would be. Mechitza hamateres might be to allow a couple to have tashmish in a room of svarim, or to allow individuals to daven in a place where there is a chshash, that it's a makom hametunef, let's say with dirty diapers and so on, where you have to make a mechitza. All of those cases are mechitza hamateres, that's usher. Now here is a fascinating example where the halachas is kaveya the mitzias. What do I mean by that? That here you have that stama mechitza letznius bama, that's not really, really chashuv. Put up just a little partition over here, that's not very, very chashuv. But if it's a mechitza hamateres, if it's transforming a new halachic mitzias, the taste bona, that is really considered bona. That's what comes out in the halacha. That if a person is doing it for constructive purposes, but it's just a mechitza, so in such a case it might be mutter. But if it's being done as to create a new halachic reality, that's called bona. That's a fascinating thing that emerges. I just want to point out to you that the Be'er halacha in ve'ein mechitza asura adds something that we're going to see, that this is going to be very important later on in issues in the machlokes haposkim. The Mishnah Berurah asks in the Be'er Halacha that at the end of the day, there is a Gemara in Beitza that seems to say, even if it's not a Mechitza HaMateris, it's Aser. That the Gemara in Lamed Beis in Beitza says that you're not allowed to take stones and pile them up. So says the Be'er Halacha in Ve'ef Shalomar, I'm oversimplifying a little, but we try to cover ground and also get to the posting. So, but if you take a look, that's what the Be'er Halacha asks. So the four lines into the Efsher, the Be'er Halacha gives the following answer. The Mechitza Savonim Shani. This is in Dibra Maskel Le'en. If the Mechitza Savonim Shani. So here, this Be'er Halacha is a very important collector's item, because even though the first rule that we always give is the Mechitza Amateris is Aser, Mechitza Tznius Palma is Mutter, not so fast. If it's a real, 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 real Mechitza, not a collapsible wall, but a real, real, real Mechitza of Avonim, so those things might be Aser. So even though we say Mechitza Tznius is Mutter, Mechitza Amateris is Aser, if it's real Avonim, it could very well be that that's going to be Aser as well. So the Be'er Halacha actually concludes in our edition on Kuf Chav Beis, three lines from the bottom, the Dafka Mechitza, what's his Hagdara at the end of the day? The Dafka Mechitza Shasuya Tamid, Kedei Lahafsik Beina Rishuyos. If it's a Mechitza that's being done, like, you know, you see that sometimes in more rural areas, that where they're very large estates, the stones are there actually to differentiate between estates. People put stones between estates. So that, for sure, even though that's not a Mechitza Amateres, nevertheless, that's going to be Aser, because that's called a Mechitza. Anything less than that, okay, Yesh Lodun. So that would mean that a collapsible wall, even if it's very, very firm, as long as on some level it's things that people open and close, could very well be, that's called Mechitza Tznius Ba'alma, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Why do I emphasize this Be'er Halacha right off the bat? Is because I want to emphasize that we haven't totally forgotten about Bona. The point is that a mechitza is being put up, letznius ba'alma, is not entirely chashuv. A mechitza on a teres is chashuv, but if it's mamish of avonim that's there to demark rishuyos, so then in such a case it's going to be asur. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak.
Regarding putting up the mechitza on a teres.
Right.
So let's say it's for tashmish and you have there's a spar counter. So let's say it's not like a classical. Let's say you take a sheet and you cover around
half.
So
it could be that a sheet doesn't qualify. Might be even less. We're going to get to that. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to answer that question entirely. But let's see, Be'ezer Hashem. We have to. There's a lot here. It's a beautiful sugya. It's absolutely beautiful sugya. It's clear, but it has lots of different beautiful parts to it. Now, I just want to throw in, I can't resist, even though our goal is halacha, how to be miyashi Rashi. And as Rashi is against the Beferish Gemara. So the Karban Asanel on that Gemara, Kuf Chafei Amabez, gives a beautiful teres for Rashi. And I was talking over with Rav Yehoshua, I want to hear what other Avreichim think. It could be that's even slightly meduyik in a Rashi in a different place. But the Karbon Nisanel is miyashi for Rashi. He says if you read Rashi in Erevin Memdalet Amud Aleph carefully, he says that it's smooth in the Rashi. He says if you read Rashi carefully, the Isra of putting up the third wall. There we're talking about a third wall on the Sukkah. So he says if you read Rashi carefully, he claims Yesh Lodun Bazet, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's Mukhrach. He says when you put up the third wall, you're making the Schach into an Ohel. Now it's called Schach. Rashi says that there in that Gemara, the reason why you're over is because now it's called Schach. Not because of Mechitza Zasa. Rashi said that black and white, all Mechitzas are Mutaros. However, maybe not Avonim. Maybe that will be the exception. But everything else, halacha is that it's going to be mutar. I putting up a third wall is aser. Now there, if you read the Rashi carefully, there the issur is that you now turn the schach into a real olal. Now you have a halachic sukkah. So that's a beautiful teretz of the Karbon Nisan. I just want to throw out to the Talmidim to fight about is that Rashi on Shabbos Kufmat Mitches Amid Aleph also has a lashon that as mamish a subtle diuk. It's one word. You could take it or leave it. Rashi when he talks about making a olal. He doesn't say making a gag. He says making ke'en gag. That's Rashi's lashon. The last few words on the Amud, kuflam v'ches amud aleph. Rashi says creating ke'en gag. So why did Rashi create? What's the ke'en gag? Owel's an owel. A gag is a gag. So I think the answer is that there are times that Rashi's driving at that you can make an owel without constructing the gag, like you have in Erevin Memdalet Amud Aleph. It's one word diuk. If we'd be learning. If this would be Gemara, we would spend more time on this. Yesh lodun bazeh. Okay. So this is the... it's still, even if our goal is halacha l'maisa, but not to be miyashiv rashi against the Pharisee, that's mamash asar. How could you do that? How could you just go on, make believe like Rashi was silly, chas v'chalila? Okay. Let's continue on in the Ramah, and see how this begins to pan out. V'lachein, continues the Ramah where we had left off, on the top of Kuf Chav Beis. V'lachein, mutar litzlos vilon lefnei ha-Pesach, afal pisha kavushim. Says the Ramah, this is a Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe quotes an Or Zeruah that also says this, that you're allowed to hang a curtain, even if it's going to be kavua. In fact, so that's why I came over to Rabbi Yitzchak afterwards 2 weeks ago, and I said to him, Your shayla, we have to wait till Shin Tazvav, because in Shin Tazvav it's mamish black on white at first glance that you're allowed to hang a curtain even though it's kavua. Permissible, says the Ramah, even though it's kavua. V'chein, at the end of the day, it's not a mechitza hamateras. V'chein, peroches of ne'aron kodesh. So too a peroches, ulavach lo yasa ol begag tefach. As long as you don't hang, and this is where I didn't want to touch your question, Rav David, because if you hang over the peroches, and there's a tefach over there, so then actually it's going to be a chumrah, because if there's a tefach, then you've also made an oel. So it's a little bit tricky. What you thought might be a kula could very well be a chumrah if it's not done correctly. V'chein mutar lasas mechitza lefnei hachama or atzina. Therefore, you're allowed to make a mechitza in front of the sun or cold. Or b'fnei aneirus shleichabos and haruach. This is the mardechi in Perikira. Rav Nevinsal told me something absolutely fascinating. Ha'ara. This Mordechi quotes this from, you take a look, in the Beis Yosef quotes this from a Maharam. That you're allowed to do all these things. And then he says, Aval Osir Lasos Mechitza, it's also Asos Mechitza. But if you look in the Mordechi there, he says that the Maharam said, he did. The Maharam held that it was Osir for him to make a Mechitza for an area in his room to go to the bathroom. Which is a little bit striking. I'm adding to what Rav Nevinsal said. It's a little bit striking. In those days they had outhouses. What was maybe the Maharam was already aged? But it's a little bit funny. That's the way the Mardechi quotes the Maharam, and he says it's usur to do it on Shabbos. Why? Because that's a mechitza hamateres. If he wanted to learn there, then he wouldn't be able to make the mechitza. This is what the Marathi says. Here, in the Ramah, he says, also las mechitza fnei oraner kidei shamish mitasa. He adds the case also of tashmish. So Rav Nevinsal suggested that it could be that the Maharam, it's well known that the Maharam was put in jail. And because he was in jail, he didn't have, he was only in one room. And that's why many of these halachos that were made famous by this Mardukhi, the Mardukhi is the most important makar for all of these halachos, was based on that historical phenomenon that the Maharam was stuck in jail, and therefore, and then it's Meduik also, it doesn't speak about Tashmish Shmita. It only speaks about Dafka Lasus Trachav. Of course, I think it's a very, very inspiring part of Jewish history, is that the Maharam refused to be ransomed. The Rush, one of his Talmidim, and others wanted, the government was, this was the time of the tremendous oppression from the Christians in Germany. Ultimately, the Rush had to leave Germany where he went to Spain. So the Maharam instructed his Talmidim that not to collect the amount of money. They were going to turn their lives upside down to collect all the money for the Maharam's release. Ultimately, the Maharam died in prison, and then they paid that ransom to be able to give to the Maharam the proper kfura, because presumably the tzava of the Maharam was only when he was alive. They felt they didn't have to listen to him already when he had passed on. It's an absolutely beautiful story. Ultimately, they paid the exact amount of money for the Maharam's kfura, as I understand. Yes, nachon. So I think the Talmidim, their love and their desire that their Rebbe should get such a kvura, that's what they did. Okay, so now the Rama writes that it's permissible to hang these things. However, if it's a mechitza amateris, then it's going to be usur. Now, why exactly is it mutter to put the curtains? This comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav. Ratzalomar she'ena asli lahasir misham el talu sham tamid. You put up the mechitza, you put up this curtain. Afilu achi chashem mechitza sarai kivan she'unav v'nad beruach matzuya. Since it will move in a wind, it's not called a mechitza sarai that's asur. V'gam ena makiv la'ovrim darach sham. So this is a very important Mishnah Berurah. It says a Mishnah Berurah like this: even though we have a heter that says a mechitza hamateres is asur, but mechitza tznius ba'alma is mutter, and therefore one would suggest that one is allowed to hang a mechitza, a curtain, anywhere, because it's a mechitza. If it's litznius, then it's mutter, and therefore even in the entranceway, mamish, very close to Rav Yitzchak's case, in the doorway. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, this heter is only if what? This heter is only if it's nav and nod. It moves in a ruach metzuya. However, if it doesn't move in a ruach metzuya, so then it's mosif al abinyan. Now the reason why I emphasize the Baralacha in the beginning is to bring out that even though a mechitza hamateris is asur, but a mechitza letznius is mutter, if it's mosif al abinyan, it's still going to be asur. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not called how should I formulate this? It's not considered a case of mosif al abinyan if it's nav and nod. If it moves around in a ruach metzuya, so then in such a case, it's not considered asiyas hamechitza. Now, there is a very important chazanish. The chazanish disagrees with this. The chazanish says, no. In Nun Gimel, it's in Nun Beis Yud Gimel. That's what I think it is. Let me just find the exact place. Yes. Nun Beis Yud Gimel, the chazanish says that he doesn't think that this application of the Rama is correct. Here it's Kedait, here it's Dvar of Kedoshim. V'hu teima. It's a wonder, says the Chazanish. V'kivan the kovo lios toli al tziyarin, since you were koveya it by putting it on hooks, mamish or Yitzchak's case. You take it, you put it on hooks. So we're going to see that even according to the Chazanish, it's going to be mutter as well. His tzir. Havale ketola delas al tziyareha, v'chayv mishum bone. If you hang it on the entranceway, even if it's nav and nod, v'afal gav the nav and nod lamata, Even if it's a mechitza that moves, mikol makom hu miskayim tamid al tziyarav. It's there forever. V'zeh binyano lios talu tamid v'nachlin tosa b'chalei shiyirtze. It's there. So the fact that it shakes in the wind, that's going to change the halacha, zok the Chazon Ish. V'eimot re'el b'vilon shedarkel, it's also l'salko. Chazon Ish says the only heter over here is talking about a case of where you take the curtain up and down. If you take the curtain up and down, v'chem peroch zedam mutter, she'en anu kol v'nosa el machlif v'nosa b'shabbos. Where that is not even considered a machitza, but the fact that it's nov and nod viruach mitzuya is not going to be a heter. So I asked Rav Nevinsal, first of all, do we have to be choshish for this chazanish? So he says the suffix deraisa, he thought that one should be choshish for the shita of the chazanish. And then I asked him, but at the end of the day, how do you read it? Are you telling me I have to be choshish for a deraisa of the chazanish even when it's against the Ramah? I asked him, L'chura, it's against the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'lechem mutu litlos vilom l'fnei Pesach, afal pisha kavua sham, even though it's kavua. So he said, no, he thinks you could read the Chazon Ish into the words of the Ramah. That at the end of the day, the way the Chazon Ish will read the Ramah is that now it's kavua. In other words, it's the Ramah is being matter the case. The Ramah is being matter, according to the Chazon Ish, Mamish Rabbi Yitzchak's case. He puts it up on the hooks, he puts up the curtain, and his intention is that he's going to take it down. He takes it on and off, the night, the morning, and so on. Then, that's kavua, it's kavua, it's stay there forever. V'amevin yovin that l'chor will be totally in the bone elishah sugi of the past. I don't want to get involved with that. But, at the end of the day, it's something that's going to be taken down, and therefore it's going to be mutter. However, the Chazon Ish holds that even if it's novenod, there isn't a heter. What's this machlokis? So this machlokis is all about how you draw the line. L'aniyos daiti, it's all about how you draw the line of the Gemara in Beitza that we saw before. The Gemara in Beitza comes out, and that's the Ha'ara of the Be'er Halacha. Don't be confused by reading the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and say Mechitza Hamateres is Asur and Mechitza Litznius is Moser. That's not true. If you're Mosif al Abinyan, then it's going to be Asur Lekulei Alma. Even Rashi would agree that's us. Rashi doesn't buy into the whole chiluk. Everybody would agree that in such a case, it's going to be usr. The question over here is, where do you draw the line? The Mishnah Berurah claims once as nov and nod, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter, according to the Mishnah Berurah, while the Chazon Ish holds that it's going to be usr. A little bit in terms of what the hagdara of what is a mechitza amateres, what qualifies as a mechitza amateres. So, what are some of the examples that we have in mechitza amateres? We saw to be matir tefila, to be matir tashmish, to be matir talmud torah. All of those things would qualify as a mechitza amateres, and therefore would be osur. Even if it's not mosif al abinyan, it's still going to be a ma'aseh mechitza, and therefore it's going to be osur. So what struck me was that when I was looking around, actually Rav Yitzchak introduced me to this, the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah. I was skeptical in the beginning, but Taka is it's a good work. But I'd like to be mefakpek already on one thing. It's a fantastic, it's an excellent job. So I didn't see anybody discuss, when I thought about a Mechitza Amateres, what was the first thing that came to mind?
Erevin,
good. Making a mechitza on Shabbos in a shul. Mechitza. The way we use conventionally the expression mechitza. And I didn't see anybody discuss what about making a mechitza for tefillah. So here, I'm starting off. I think down the line we'll end up being mefakpek more with the chumras than with the kulas. But the first thing I noticed to deal with in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah was a kula. That they had, although we'll see, there'll be chumras also that we'll deal with as well. Let me ask you the following shayla. This comes up all the time. The people, there's a base medrash, the mechitza was taken down. They want to know for a minyan on Shabbos to put up the mechitza. Is that permissible or not? Now, I have to be mosif, just one halach in Hilchos mechitza that's unrelated to Hilchos Shabbos. And that is the way our Rabbi Beim taught us, and I think in Rav Moshe's Tshuvas it's Mukhruch as well, the Chiyuv of Mechitza is not a halacha in Tefillah, it's a halacha in Beis HaKnesses, right? If the family goes on a Tiyul and they make a minyan, and the girls also, the girls, as the halacha says, they also want a daven, so then in such a case, there isn't a Chiyuv to create a Mechitza in such a case. As long as the women are four amos from the men, then in such a case, of course, they're able to be mitzdarf to tefillah. Halacha of mechitza is a halacha in Beis HaKnesses. So fine. There isn't a chiyuv, mikra d'dina, there isn't a chiyuv to put up a mechitza, l'chura, if you're davening out in the fields, the way that Rizal did, so there isn't a chiyuv to put up mechitza. But we're talking about, it was in a Beis HaKnesses. So they, but the Beis HaKnesses, mechitza is down. Now you want to daven. Now there's a chiyuv in such a case to put up a mechitza. So now, l'chura, is that considered mechitza materas? Yes or no? So I inferred from Rav Nevinsal based on something else he told me that the answer is yes, it's a mechitza hamateres. I'll get to where my inference came from in a short while, but then I verified with him that it's black on white that it is a mechitza hamateres, and therefore it will be asur to put up on Shabbos. However, the only place that I saw it discussed in all of the contemporary svarim was a dirshu quoted from the Archa Shabbos. That was what I was running to look up right before that one, and I had forgotten to look up. They quote from the Archa Shabbos that the Archa Shabbos says that it's mutter. Why? Because they claim in Hilchos Mechitzas Beis HaKnesses that there isn't a requirement for the mechitza to go within three tefachim in the ground. So it's not a halachic mechitza, which is interesting heter. That in Hilchos Mechitzas Beis HaKnesses, which is not our no say, not talking about most people are all fighting about how low it could go or how high it has to go. Here, the question is how much far up from the ground does it have to be? So here's the heter from Har Nof, a kula from Har Nof, that the mechitza for tefillah, the mechitza for tefillah doesn't have to be within three tefachim from the ground. If that's so, then it's not a mechitza, is what Rav Aryeh said, it's not a mechitza for Erevin. If it's not a mechitza in Hilchos Erevin, so then in such a case, they claim it's not a mechitza in terms of Hilchos mechitza for bone as well. So when I showed that to Rav Nevinsal, when I said it to him, I didn't show it to him inside, I just said to him, I did show him something else in the sefer, he seemed to like it, and I got him to really smile. I told him that they're mitzvah from him, they quote from him, from Rav Shlomo Zalman. They quote from him. So there's someone here that's missing in the Mishnah Berurah that I'm quite disappointed about. But we'll leave that aside from now. But I said that to him. So he said he's not convinced that that's right in Hilchos Tefillah. That l'chura, a double chumra. That the mechitza needs to be within three tefachim from the ground. And therefore, since the mechitza needs to be three tefachim from the ground, then to put up a mechitza on Shabbos, Rav Nevinsal holds, would be a shaila of a daraisa, a mechitza mataris. But it seems that it's funny that no one beforehand discussed. L'chura, that's a little bit of a raya to the Archa Shabbos, that nowhere did I find this all, the most basic example that we would think of a Shabbos, of a mechitza, I didn't see it discussed at all. That is a little bit of a raya against Rav Nevinsal, that L'chura be asur. Now, Rav Nevinsal told me a big kula, though. This I found is actually, he said on his own, but it comes from his Rebbe, it comes from Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, let me give you the exact Maramakum because it's a very interesting Ha'ara. Chav Dalid Lamed Ches in the Shemira Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the following. What happens if the Mechitza HaMateres is no longer being used? So Rav Nevinsal's example that he gave me the first time is he gave me what happens if they're not going to daven again on Shabbos in that shul. They're not going to daven again in Shabbos in the shul, and they want to now take down the mechitza. But they shtibul. Let's say it was a basic case where it's really mutter to eat in the shul. A lot of times it's not really mutter, and they want to take it down for the simcha. They daven Friday night. Next week we're having a Shabbaton and Rav Beit Shemesh. We daven in a place. We put up, let's say, this requirement to put up a mechitza. Then we take it down, and we're only planning to eat there for we're planning to eat there for all Shabbos. So only daven there Friday night. Is it permissible to take it down? In other terms, what about a case of in the Maharam, let's say he knows that he's not going to need the mechitza materis anymore. Is he allowed to take it down? So Shlomo Zalman was mechadesh that the Mechitza Mataris is only called the Mechitza Mataris when it's being matir. If it's no longer matir, then such a case, it's permissible to take down. So here is a fascinating kula, and that is that even the Mechitza HaMateres that's Asur is only has the status of a Mechitza when it's being matir. But if it's no longer being used as a Materes, so then in such a case, what would the halacha be? The halacha would be that it's permissible. Hence, even if we're going to come out that a Mechitza will be prohibited to construct on Shabbos, but if they're not going to use it anymore, so at least we have the heter to be soser to be able to take it down. Yes, Rudan.
According to that logic, you have a situation where you're going to make a Mechitza, it will be a Mechitza Materes. You come up with some kind of arama where prior to doing that, you put it up as Mechitza, not as a Mechitza Materes, and then just left it there? I don't know, man.
What would the tzir be? I'm having difficulty.
It
was first what? Maybe. You first made it Letznius.
Yeah, let's say.
And then you turned into a Mechitza Materes.
Yeah.
Is it still a Mechitza? So then I think it's the same thing. If it's now Mechitza Materes, it's Aser.
No, I'm saying.
I didn't follow the case.
There's no Mechitza.
There's no Mechitza here.
So you want to make a Mechitza Materes, but.
You don't want it to be Mechitza Materes.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. That's a complicated question.
Kind of
right, I hear. In other words, if a person constructs a Mechitza Materes, and then wants to use it as a Mechitza Materes, so is that mutter? L'chura, if it's a harama, I know it's a harama on a doraisa, it will be asr. If it's done in sincerity, I didn't see anybody that introduced it, a chumra. So I don't see why it would be problematic. So if a person originally constructs it on Shabbos for tzniyus, so then in such a case, mutter. Now the question becomes, what happens if he knows he's going to use it as a Mechitza Materes as well, if he knows for sure that he's going to use it? I'm not sure. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah continues on and says, Katan Zayin, and he extends his Shita. And again, the Chazon Ish L'Shitaso is going to be mefakpek with this Mishnah Berurah, and hence I'd like to come to a Shaila that always befuddled me. Sifkat and Zayin, we made reference to it in the past. V'chein Paroches says the Mishmur Zep Shita Deshari. The Kivan Sheish Belav Achi Delas La'arin Kodesh. Ibkei Paroches Ein Etali Rak Litznius Ba'alma. V'kama Achron Mikilim Afilim Ein Glossos La'arin Kodesh. V'kumo Vilon Eitzla Pesach. Okay, that's straightforward. I want to zero in on the last line. Mutter Litlos B'Shabbos Dinin HaMitzuyarim Al Kosel Illinois. So the Mishmur says, not only are you allowed to hang this on the Pesach, if it's nov and nod, so too are you not allowed to hang a decoration that was made out of a sheet. Or for that matter, you know, what's very common is sometimes they hang these beautiful carpets. So says the Mishnah Berurah, in such a case, it's permissible. He says, even if they're not, they're being hung in a way that they're not going to move very much, since they're not being made as a mechitza, in such a case, it's permissible. The Chazon Ish takes the Magen Avram, who's the Makor Halacha, to task on this. L'shitaso. The Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish over here are l'shitaso. Comes along with Chazon Ish and says, Magen Avram, Mishnah Berurah, you forgot about another shayla. You're so preoccupied with mechitza, but at the end of the day, if you're being koveya the davar bebinyan, it's going to be aser. Not even makav patish bone. It should be pashut bone. Veheicha shetola continues the chazanish mamish l'shitaso. Veheicha shetola yos kavua eimakom lechalik min tola pesach obetol al deles. Vechein mashikatsav amagin avram demuta litol slinim amitzurim lenoi filu kavam sarachim im kavam laolam areza bone. If it was there forever, then it's going to be bone. So Chazon Ish says that this heter that the Mishnah Berurah gives us, you're right, it's not Asur Alps Mechitza, but it should be Asur, why? It should be Asur because of Bonim. So I just want to add, I always heard from Poskim, and it struck me as strange. Poskim have discussed, we raised this possibility very quickly once before, what about hanging up a painting on a wall, a picture on a wall? So I had heard people would argue that in such a case it would be Bonim. To me, it sounded like a little bit of a chiddush should be bonin. So I think, according to the Chazon Ish, it makes sense that should be a shaila bonin. Because the Chazon Ish says, even to put up a carpet hanging or a decoration of a sedimin, that's if it's going to be kavua there, it's going to be aser. So according to the Chazon Ish, there's a lot of room to say that there would be an aser of bonin. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be choshesh for this whole issue of bonin. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says if it's nov and nod, it's going to be mutter. Maybe if you put down, the Ber Halacha says, if you put down stones, the mechitza, so then in such a case it's going to be aser. But anything more amorphic than that, the Chavetz Chaim seems to be mekel.
Here it's anything.
What's that?
Here it's not going to move.
So. Right, even if it's not going to move. In other words, but the Chazon Ish l'shitaso is much more concerned. That's what I'm bringing out. The Chazon Ish l'shitaso is much more concerned about being mosif al abinyan, and the Chavetz Chaim is much less concerned. So hence, I'm mesupik whether the Chavetz Chaim would be machmer on a painting that's being put up
why?
In the standard way that one puts up. But according to the Chazon Ish, I think it makes a lot of sense that in such a case it would be osir. Yes, Rav Dan.
Why is
that presumably
aesthetic?
Right, he's saying as aesthetic that probably doesn't qualify as mosif al abinyan. Correct. That's what it seems to me. I wanted to add another reason why I'm the supa that why the Orcha Shabbos is right about the case of the mechitza for a minyan. I want to conclude this part of the Ramah with a Chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah introduces. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says there are two ways a person could make, let's take the Maram. There are two ways the Maram could allow himself to live in a room where on the one hand there's urine and on the other hand he wants to learn Torah. What's the way the Maram could do it? So the Maram could do it two ways. He says he could create a mechitza of Yutfachim and two different Rishriyos, and Maram says that that's Asur to do on Shabbos. And the other way the Maram could do it is to create a Kisui. Says the Mishnah Berurah, then this is all in Sifkot and Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. In such a case, if the Maram would make the Mechitza, that would be Asur, that's the Mechitza Mataris. But a Kisui in such a case would be Mutter. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, in the last two lines, Vihine, af sheyesh achron, last two lines in Kuf Chav Beis, shemefak begin al chiluka, v'sorim, nekim in the soul, so by day mechutzu, hutter atal l'shamesh, v'lasos tzrochav, chashiva mechitza amateres, v'osar lasos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but there are some achronim who say that's also osar, even if you're not making a mechitza, but any time the kisui is being mapped or something, so you've constructed something. That's an interesting ha'ara. That to be over the Yisra of Mechitza, so then in such a case, you don't have to even make a halachic Mechitza. So hence I want to add that might be another reason for people to be machmir on the Mechitza and Shul, even though the Orcho Shabbos argues, and the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes, that the reason why there's no shaila of making a Mechitza in a Shul is because, why does he say that it's going to be permissible? Because it's more than three tefachim from the ground, but we see that even if it's not a halachic mechitza, there are achronim that are a machmir. Hence, Lanias Daiti making this is another raya to what my Rebbe had said that a mechitza in shul would qualify as a mechitza hamateres. I have one ha'ara that might actually throw this. We conclude the topic of the mechitza. I have one hour that might throw things a little bit out of whack. Let's come back to our shaila that we had started with. Our shaila was, what about putting up a curtain for guests if the motivation is to block out the light, l'tznius ba'alma? So what would we say? So we would say that l'tznius ba'alma is certainly mutter. Now what happens if I plan to leave it there forever, this curtain? So that is the machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. According to the simple reading of the Ramah, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it, once it's nov and nod, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. And according to Chazon Ish, if it's kavua, nov and nod is not going to be a heter. So now, if it, in the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, if you're going to take it down every Shabbos, for sure it's going to be permissible, even according to the Chazon Ish. But if it's for permanent, then the Chazon Ish will be machmer, and we said the Mishnah Berurah will be mekel because it's nov and nod. Rav Nevin Sal told me, and then Rav Yeshua and I just saw before in Siman Nun Dal, it could be the Chazon Ish has such a svara that how do you look at Ruach Metsuya? What qualifies as a Ruach Metsuya? So what is qualifies as Ruach Metsuya? A common Ruach. You go outside in the Yerushalayim night. What qualifies the Ruach Metsuya? What's normal, that's a Ruach Metsuya. So if it's something that shakes in the night, that would be considered Navanad. So my Rebbe introduced the Chumrah. He said that the Ruach Metsuya is relevant to where you are. Navinad means that it would be Navinad in a Ruach Metsuya of the house. But the Yerushalayim night, on an October night, there's much more wind than in a house. So he said that in order for it to lose its din mechitza, it has to be nav and nad in a ruach metzuya, which is in a house, not a ruach metzuya that takes place outside. So that actually is a big chumrah, because if it's a curtain that's pretty heavy, so then in such a case it's not nav and nad. Then the whole heter falls away. Then the whole heter falls away of the whole heter of the Ramah. The Ramah falls away. The whole heter falls away. The only thing I think our saving grace is that nowadays most of us enjoy fans. So most of us enjoy fans, so then a fan very easily creates a Ruach Metsuya that's relatively similar to a Ruach Metsuya in Yerushalmi night. So therefore, I think L'chura it's a heter. But what happens if it's something that's so thick, like let's say we spoke about a carpet or something like that, so then in such a case, L'chura, it would be Yasser. In Sif Beis, we're only going to get the start. I had in mind to do more, but let's take a look. You know, it's Mamish a quarter to. I think the best thing is, I'm very, very sensitive in terms of Shalom Bayis. So let's stop over here, Bezer Hashem. Next week we'll start Bezer Hashem with Sif Beis. Everything okay, Rav Dani?
Yeah.
He got the...
Yeah.